you've already surrendered your life to him. Mm. So why not surrender your love life to him and know that he's going to pull it off perfectly?
Thank you for joining us for the Blended Kingdom Families podcast. This podcast is for blended families, the people who love them, and anyone who just wants to improve their marriage and family relationships.
BKF exists to break the cycle of divorce, equip marriages, and unite blended families with the truth of God's word. It is our hope that today you will receive biblical guidance and practical resources that will bring unity and peace to create your thriving, healthy home. Let's jump in.
Hey guys, welcome to the BKF podcast. We are so excited that you're here with us today. If you haven't already, please take an opportunity, like, share, and subscribe to our podcast. If you happen to be listening to this on Audible, please take an opportunity, go to YouTube. You can see all of this in video format, and you can also subscribe and get notified when new podcast episodes drop. So today we are excited to have our guest with us.
Yes, Miss Kaylee Gray.
I'm so excited to be here. I'm like truly honored.
Aww.
You guys are amazing.
Well, we love you. We're so excited that you're here. I love, so Kaylee and I actually met through social media and through another ministry called The Light Blonde. The Light Blonde. If you see any of my Christian tees, that's The Light Blonde. But we became friends through social media that way. And I've been able to be on her vlog that she has, which we're going to tell you more about. But just so excited to have you here in the flesh.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it. It's just like, because I feel like I already know you.
I know.
This is so, and it's fun to meet Scott too.
Thanks. I'm kind of the third wheel in this group.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Okay. They're the fun ones. I'm getting there.
You are. You are. You're stepping up your fun game.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I just want to tell you a little bit about Kaylee. She's a daughter, a sister, a friend, a Christian YouTuber, and soon-to-be children's book author. Mm-hmm. So exciting. She's a firm believer, and when God gives you a dream, you chase after it. And it's exactly what she is doing through her YouTube ministry, where she blogs about life, faith, and relationships. She was born into a pastoral family. She's grown up in ministry her entire life and has never stopped using her opportunity, the opportunity that she has to share her life experiences and what God is teaching her with different seasons of life. And so we're just excited to have her on today. We're going to be talking about being single and, you know, just your relationship with the Lord during that time. And so, again, welcome, Kaylee.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Do you remember being single?
I was single for a very long time.
I don't remember it. I feel like it's...
Oh my gosh.
Like it's gone and I can't even remember being single.
That's good.
That is good. That
you're in a good season.
Well, we're excited to have you. We want to give you an opportunity to talk about anything else you'd like to introduce yourself to the audience, things you like to do for fun, just a little bit about you.
I love to be around people. So I'm like an extrovert. So I love being around friends. I love whether we're just going on drives or going getting snow cones or hiking, watching movies. I will say I can Netflix binge pretty good. And so I really have to control myself sometimes. Yeah. But sometimes we'll do like, you know, weekends where we'll like watch a show and everything. Yeah. So I just love to be around my friends and family, whatever that is. So
aw, love that.
Yeah. That is so cool.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to be diving into everything about being single.
Yeah.
So if you're single and you're watching this, we got you.
Got you.
So, and we know this is such a prep time. Mm-hmm. So again, I don't think you can just stumble into marriage, fall down, be married and be like, I know how to do all this and I'm prepared to do all this.
Yeah.
So we want to take an opportunity for those listeners who are maybe they're in your single season or maybe you're getting ready to blend and you're still in that preparatory season.
Yeah.
We're just talking about, you know, ways that you can get ready for this part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And our question is, when you're in that waiting season, what can you do to prepare? Not only practically, but also spiritually.
Yeah. So I feel like when you're in a waiting season, that is when your true character is being shown. Mm-hmm. And I think of the analogy when you're standing in line somewhere and you're at the end of this line. And at first, it's okay. You feel fine. Mm-hmm. But when the line isn't moving, you start to feel delayed. You're not moving forward. And I think singles feel like that a lot of times. Mm-hmm. They're in this waiting season. And just recently, I was at the DMV for an hour trying to renew my car tags. And that can test anybody's patience. And it was so funny, an older gentleman behind me and then a woman behind him, we just started talking and just conversing with one another. And it made the time go so much faster. And I think your character, what you're doing in that waiting season, it really defines the season that you're going to be going into. And a lot of times we want to go into that next season. Mm-hmm. And that next season can happen just like that.
Yeah.
And we say, oh, well, we'll prepare for that, you know, when that next season comes. Well, if that next season comes tomorrow, you're not going to be ready for it.
Yeah.
And so that's why, like, you have to enjoy the waiting season and you have to really work on your character in that waiting season.
Mm, man, that's good. I like that analogy.
No, it's great. And I have to go to the DMV soon. And I'm like, oh, this lines.
Yeah.
I love, you know, I know in single, when you're single, you're looking for all the explanations of help me be patient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, any type of scenario, it's like, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can be patient through that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that as you're preparing, you know, as you're single and you're looking at, you know, who you want to marry and the type of person you want to marry, I think it's also remember that you may not be ready to step into that role.
Right.
You may not be ready to step into that spouse role.
Yeah.
Their spouse's role.
Yeah.
So how would you think that, you know, if you're single, how can you prepare on a practical side? You know, you're moving in a direction, the line is moving.
Yeah.
But how do you practically prepare for marriage?
So there's honestly so many ways to prepare for that next season, but one of the top ones for me is prayer, praying for your future spouse. Mm. That is something that I've done ever since I was little, just to pray for my future spouse. Mm-hmm. And I was at a conference probably about 10 years ago, and the speaker said, you know, you should be praying for your future spouse, but are you praying for yourself as well? Mm. And I was like, oh my goodness, I have been wasting all these years. I've just been praying for him. I haven't been praying for me of like what I need to do to prepare.
Yeah.
And being specific in your prayers for each other. You know, I always pray that, you know, he's having fun in his single season, or he's being generous, or he has a community that surrounds him, or he's going to be a role model to my brothers. And so those are just the specific prayers. I think when we get specific with God, like that's when you start to see things happen. You can't just pray these generic prayers. You need to pray specific prayers for your husband because you don't know the impact that they could have on him.
Yeah.
And there's times like I've journaled, I'm like, you know, God has laid him on my heart and, you know, I've put the date and I can't wait to someday be like, okay, on this day, what were you going through? You know, stuff like that. And so prayer is definitely one of the top things that I, you know, say for preparing for that next season. Community is so important. We're not meant to do life alone. And so many people are like, well, how do you find community? Where do you find this community? The church. You need to get involved in church or get somewhere and start volunteering because it's so easy to just walk into church and leave. But we can't be those here I am people. We need to be a there you are person. And so you need to reach out to somebody. You need to ask them, you know, to go to coffee or to hang out. You have to be the initiator sometime for that community. And just even with having community, I feel like it builds you up. Because there's times where I have felt down where I'm just like, oh, I'm single, I'm alone, especially because I live away from my family. And so I have had friends that will randomly text me and just say, hey, I'm praying for you, or here, this is what God's telling me about you. So if God ever like lays somebody on your heart, like you need to be active and like just shoot them that text or call them and let them know, because that means so much to that single. And so I definitely feel like community is so important, and you're building those relationships because you're not going to always have time in the future to hang out with those friends all the time like you do now and have those special girls' nights and, you know, things like that. And so community is definitely very important in preparing. Another one that I am so thankful is being financially debt-free. You know, really working towards towards that, because I remember hanging out with like a group of friends and one of the guys said he had like $60,000 worth of student loans. And I just was like, oh my gosh, if we were to ever get married, like that debt would become my debt, you know? And so like, it kind of like panicked me because I'm like, I took all these extra babysitting jobs.
He's like, yep, nope. You're gone.
Yeah, maybe I could roundabout go back and see how he's doing on those loans. But yeah, just like I didn't want somebody else to have to take on that debt that I had. Yeah. And I'm not saying like if you have debt, you can't be in that next season. But do whatever you can now in this season to like really work and pay off that debt. I think those are some really important things and practical things I think you can do to prepare for that next season.
Man, that's so good. I, you know, especially when talking about the debt, you know, and I think that's something that a lot of people don't think about.
Yeah.
But when you look at statistics, finances is one of the number one causes, I would say in the top three, cause of divorce.
Yeah.
And so, you know, preparing not only your heart and your mind, but, you know, your finances, you know, even doing like your health, you know, just preparing yourself, you know, wholly before you go into marriage, just to make it as easy as possible. Also to so you just don't have that weight. You don't have that burden. You don't have that extra thing that you guys have to work through.
Well, I think a lot of, you know, and again, I'm just gonna get real practical here. I think a lot of people in their single season, especially if they're later in their years, if you're 19 and 20 years old, you're in your single season, you know, there's a lot of life to live. But if you're in your upper 20s, early 30s, and you're looking at marriage and you're thinking, I want to have the best marriage possible, what can I be doing to prepare for that?
Yeah.
You cannot avoid the concept that there are certain things when you get married that you're going to want to do, and they require certain tickets to get them done.
Yeah.
So, you know, whether that is, hey, let me make sure I have good credit.
Yeah.
Let me make sure that I'm handling my responsibilities. Let me make sure I'm paying down my debt.
Yeah.
I always make a joke because we have a lot of friends around us and some of them are single. I'm like, if you go out with somebody, you better find out that FICO score quick.
I'm always like, make sure they have health insurance. Yeah. Like that's like, if he has health insurance, okay.
There you go, there's
that
a check.
That is so funny.
But it does cushion the blow of when, you know, and again, you can't prepare for everything.
Mm-hmm.
But if you are in a preparing season, it does cushion the blow because if you want to go buy a house after, if you want to, there are certain things you want in your life. And if you can't get it, that doesn't mean it's over. It just means it adds additional stress.
Yeah.
So we're talking all about preparing for marriage. So if you're preparing, prepare practically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's so
cool. Yeah. And then there's also a spiritual preparation, you know. And maybe someone who's listening or watching, you've already been married and you've experienced divorce and now you're single. Mm-hmm. My situation, I was single almost 7 years before I met Scott, and there was a lot of just healing and working through financial debt and paying off a ton of debt, but spiritually, just spending that time with the Lord and preparing my heart for a future spouse. And I remember, like you said, praying for your spouse. I cannot emphasize that much. I remember doing that as a little girl, writing my husband a letter.
Yeah.
And I've actually done it with our boys and their future spouses. Like I've written, you know, letters to them and their spouses, but doing that, but it, like you said, in praying for Scott also, like, Lord, prepare my heart. Like, what does it look like to be a wife of noble character?
Yeah.
What does it look like to be a Proverbs 31 woman? What does it look like to be a woman that her children rise and call her blessed?
Yeah.
Like, what does this look like? And I want to be that wife and I want to be that mom going forward in the future. So that, I'm so glad that you said that because it's so important.
And I think intimacy with God is so important because I found like seasons where I was like, single and like God called me to be single. I'm like, Lord, I have been single for a while already. You still want me to be single? Like he kind of was like, no, I don't want you dating right now. I want you spending that extra time with me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you get to know somebody's voice by spending a lot of time with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it is with God. The more you spend time with him and the more intimate you are with him, the easier it is to hear his voice.
Absolutely.
And so then when it does come time to make those bigger decisions in life, it's, I'm not going to say it's easier, but it's easier to hear his voice. And so I feel like that intimacy is so important because this is the last time when you're single, it's just you and God, because then it becomes you, God, and your husband, and then you, God, your husband and kids.
Yeah.
And so really take advantage of that extra, you know, quiet time that you can have with him.
Mm, that's so good. And going back to community, we're very big proponents of, you know, talking about being in community and being with like-minded people. And, you know, the one aspect about About having community is, you know, you can have, you know, it's accountability. It's having other people be your errands in that season and lifting you up. You know, when you're walking through, you know, a wilderness season or walking through fire seasons.
Well, and I think one of the other aspects of when you talk about community that you were talking earlier and it kind of triggered with me. I think a lot of people, especially if they're again if they're a little bit older, they have married couple friends.
Yeah.
But are they the right married coupled friends?
That's good.
So are you getting a practical example of what marriage should be?
I would say a spiritual example.
Exactly.
Because you want God-fearing friends. You want people who love the Lord, and you want you know, you want couples who that are God-fearing, that they love the Lord with all their heart, with all their soul, and with all their might. And you know, that is what they're reflecting and what they are representing.
Yeah. No, I just think it's absolutely important because, again, who you choose to spend your time with is who you'll start modeling.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're in that single season and you have married friends, are they projecting a godly marriage to you?
Yeah.
Are they, you know, are you around people? Because that's what your brain will start training that.
Yeah.
And what are we finding pleasure in? Are we finding pleasure in being around other godly couples who are teaching us how to be husbands and how to be wives?
No, that's so good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and with singles too.
Yeah.
Like in your single season.
Oh yeah. No, I'm so thankful for just the community of friends I have around me. Because when you do have those friends that kind of have that poor me mentality, the Eeyore and stuff, and they're always complaining about being in their single season, that starts to like wear on you, and then you start to be like, oh, like then you start to feel sorry for yourself. Yeah. And you shouldn't. Like, singleness is a gift. And so you really need to enjoy the season, like live it to the fullest.
Yeah. Mm,
that's so good.
Well, I want to turn the corner just a little bit here, because something occurred to me as we were talking, and you know, we're all in our 30s, I'm 40s. And we probably remember dating as a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, our singleness was different. We would get introduced to friends of friends, and there was a mutual connection.
Yeah.
Today, it's different.
Way different.
We're on the computer, technology. We're on our phones, swipe left, swipe right. So here's my question. How do you maintain your Christian faith in a technology-driven dating environment?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it does add a different element.
It really
is. We're not getting deep with people. We're getting surface headlines. We're getting, you know, a paragraph on who they are or who they want you to think they are.
Mm-hmm.
How would you suggest, you know, singles approach that if that's their mode right now?
Yeah. So I have tried like the online dating. Mm-hmm. And I mean, even just with social media, you can, I call it investigate, not stalk, but you can investigate someone by their social media and kind of see. So sometimes I will see just like by their pictures or things they post, you know, you can kind of tell from a beginning if they are, you know, what if their character is kind of something that you do want. Mm-hmm. And then I would say usually like with social, with online dating, it's you have like a few seconds before you're swiping left or right.
Yeah.
And so I would always try to find things that, you know, maybe would resonate towards God. So like if they put like, you know, they went to church on Sundays or, you know, something like that, that would help me. Okay. Then this guy might, you know, have that, you know, he must go to church, but I don't know how deep of a relationship he has with God. And then just through conversation. Mm. I mean, that can't just be your first conversation like, okay, well, you know, how's your spiritual intimacy with God, you know?
Your spiritual life, your FICO score, and your debt structure.
Do that's you love
the,
Jesus?
I mean,
these are the things I need to
realistically,
know.
Realistically, that's what you would like to just ask right off to the bat.
Yeah.
And so you really have to, through conversation, and like a good friend of mine was like, you know, if you can, like, meet them in person as soon as you can, you know, don't just, you know, wait this long time to just talk over the phone and text, because a lot of times you don't always see who the true person is.
Yeah.
And so, and a lot of times too, through prayer and discernment, like God is going to discern, you're going to be discerning a lot through that. Because I know people are like, oh, should you do online dating? Should you not?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's okay. Like you have to be smart about it. And it is a little bit humbling at times.
Mm.
It can be overwhelming, but if you do it the right way, I mean, right now that's how a lot of people are meeting. And I did it for a while just because I am such a routine person. And so if they weren't seeing me at church or work or my house, then it was like, how was I going to meet someone?
Yeah.
So. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Well, and I think injecting prayer into that. Again, like you said, you know, how many people, okay, I'm going to look. Let me pray for this first.
Yeah.
Maybe they do, and they just don't pray hard enough. Like, please give me somebody. But I just think it's part of, it's so much part of our society today. Mm-hmm. And again, I do think there are ways to do that, that, again, as you prepare for marriage or prepare to meet somebody, or if you've been through a marriage before and you're in your single season again, how do you go about these new trends in a way that is still going to, you know, produce fruit that is, you know, of worth?
And that's true, the fruit. Yeah. You can see by their character how they're talking to the waitress or how they, you know, talk about their family or just talk about their friends, even how they talk about exes and things like that, I think is so important in conversation. And you kind of have to have those hard questions right away. I feel like when you're single and you're older, you kind of get, you dive in deep to those questions.
Yeah. And I think there's, you have to go and, you know, having certain, I would say, healthy expectations and boundaries, but being unwavering and uncompromising in the things that are really important to you, not necessarily saying like, well, this is a no if your FICO score is below a 700, just say. but if it's relating to, you know, maybe you grew up in a household where alcoholism was a problem and you're like, I do not want to marry someone that, has drinks socially a lot or whatever that may be. That's just an example. But holding fast to those things that are important to you without compromising, in some ways.
Well, you said something earlier and I want to just touch on it. You know, you're right. As you're older, you dive fast. You're like, I want to get to the meat and potatoes of what's going on here.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is when you do it, you feel like you're committed to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, okay, I went on this date, or I met this person, and our first conversation was so deep, but was it right? Mm-hmm. And are you continuing just because you're already at that depth level?
Yeah.
You know, you got down there, you found a few things that you liked, and you're like, okay, but I'm here, so I'm going to keep going because I don't want to go back up to the surface and try again.
Yeah.
So I think that is another really important, you know, just point to make. You know, again, as you're in your singleness and you're dating, it's okay to get to know somebody.
Yeah.
But you're not getting married tomorrow.
No.
And don't act like you want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love Ben Stewart. He said it's better to be single than to settle.
Yeah.
And so don't compromise on those standards and have fun on first dates. I think we put so much pressure on first dates.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun. Like, don't make it an interview style, like have an activity or do something, but it's not a commitment to marriage. And I think a lot of times, especially in the Christian realm, we kind of are like, okay, they asked me to coffee, we're getting married, you know, like already trying his last name, but you don't have to do that. Like take time to get to know them. Even though you're older, you don't have to dive in and rush right away. Like I know God will accelerate it to what it needs to be, but just you have to enjoy the process. You have to enjoy that dating season.
Yeah, and I think just getting to know one another, you know, you have, and like you said, I think so many people, especially nowadays, they put an emphasis and there's this rush to get married. But we, you know, there was another podcast episode with Jason and Lauren Valentin where they talked about taking time to get to know that person and really enjoy. Do I like being around this person? Do I like when they crunch in my ear and eat crunchy things? You know, can I stand that for the next 50 years? You know, type of thing. Yeah. But just really getting to know them and not rush the process, but like you said, enjoy that process.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the God will take it the speed that it's supposed to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want to put one more thought in this kind of as the round out is, yes, it's important to pray for your spouse. Yes, it's important that you take time to do this. But it's also important as you've waited this entire process. Mm-hmm. And then let's say you finally get to the point where you're like, I think this is the one. We're getting married. Maybe you even have gotten married, but you didn't prepare yourself for the concept that there may be some rocky times.
Mm-hmm.
And that the decision to get married is a decision. And a commitment is a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to kind of let you speak into that as you've kind of looked at the process. And you said, okay, but what is it about getting married that makes it so special and it's going to last?
Yeah, because I think about sometimes I'm like I said, I'm a routine person. Mm. a guy can literally shatter my entire routine. Mm. And, you know, of what I like to do, he might not load the dishwasher correctly. Like, you know what I mean? There's things like you have to give and take on. But I truly believe if God has given you that desire for marriage, like, I think compromise, I mean, of course, I'm not in that season yet, but there is going to be compromise, and it's not going to be, like, bad compromise. Right. It's not going to be compromising your characteristics or your standards, but there are going to be some give and take things that you will have to allow in that season of marriage. And I think it's just one of those things you just kind of have to take it one step at a time. And it might not be fixed right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, that's so good. I love that.
So when I crunch in your ear, you don't like that?
No.
Neither do I. All right. So we're getting to the end. And I want to, we always ask a couple of questions toward the end. Number one is if you had somebody who was in their singleness season right in front of you, and you're like, I just want to impart this part of wisdom to you.
Yeah.
What would you say?
I would just say that if you are single, just know that it is for a season. And if this season does feel like it's super long, in the grand scheme of things, it's not as long as what it feels like. And so to just truly just take that time to enjoy it, live it to the fullest. I have so many friends that tell me they're so jealous of me being able to just buy whatever I want or pick up and travel whenever I want. And so do those things. And a scripture that I cling to and I want to read it is Psalms 37:3-5. And it says, keep trusting in the Lord and do what is right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure, feasting on his faithfulness. Make God the utmost delight and pleasure of your life, and he will provide for you what you desire most. Mm-hmm. Give God the right to direct your life, and as you trust him along the way, you'll find he pulled it off perfectly. So if you surrender your love life to God, you've already surrendered your life to him. So why not surrender your love life to him and know that he's going to pull it off perfectly?
Man, that's so good.
That's good.
That was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's on my bathroom so I can read that and remind myself every day. I'm like, okay, I know it's going to be good.
Well, and the one last part I want to bring up before we do our last question is when you talked about community, you know, you guys, and Kaylee's going to tell you where you can find her at, but having online community, you can have online community, and she does such an incredible job of creating a community for singles through her vlog, your Instagram. She does the cutest little reels. Oh my gosh, they're so funny. But you can find community there, and I love that that's something that you're providing for singles.
Yeah,
so,
no, it is.
So awesome.
I've actually, through community of online, met you. I've, you know, went to Nashville and stayed with five girls in an Airbnb. You know, we were complete strangers and now we're like great friends. So it can, like, there are pros and cons to online community. As long as you have the community outside and online, I'm all for it.
Yeah, so good. Well, last question, Kaylee, and we ask this to all of our guests that come onto the podcast, but Blended Kingdom Families, name of the ministry. Mm-hmm. What is a Blended Kingdom Family to you?
I feel like a blended kingdom family to me is when someone can love someone else like their own, and they might not be their blood, but they love them like their own, and they're consistent. They're someone who's constantly in their life, and they show up for you.
That's good.
Even when they don't, when the other person doesn't feel like they want to. And I'm sure, I mean, I haven't been in a blended family, but I have a lot of friends that come from blended families, and just hearing the consistency of that person that came into their life, I think is so important.
That's good.
So, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Love that.
Well, last thing is tell everybody where they can find your cool YouTube and reels that you guys do.
No, you can find me at Kaylee Gray. I have my YouTube channel just called Kaylee Gray, and then my Instagram is Miss Kaylee Gray, and my Facebook is Kaylee Gray. So
wonderful.
Yeah.
Y'all check her out. She's got good stuff.
Yes.
Well, guys, we hope that you've enjoyed this time together. We are so excited that you joined us, and we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yes, you guys. And if you haven't already, we love it when you leave a review on our podcast. You can go to the iTunes, leave us a review there. It just helps other viewers and listeners just be encouraged and just reach more families and marriages for the kingdom. And so I'm going to read a review from Raven, and it says, thankful for BKF. My husband and I have had the pleasure of speaking with Scott and Vanessa. We know who you guys are. Love you. They were so encouraging. Thank you. Their heart for blended families came through in the conversation and continues to exude in each podcast we listen to. We love you guys too. So thank you guys so much. We hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. Be blessed in all that you do.
Take care.
Hey guys, so glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode.
And you can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at blendedkingdomfamilies.com. Join us again next time as we hang out with more amazing podcast guests. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.